Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for the Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, on this dynamic Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us right now. I am so excited you have selected to spend the next 30 minutes with us, and I am pretty much certain you will not be disappointed. You know, this national radio talk show does cater to everyone out there. We like to say we are for all the communities. Let's Talk America brings an array of topics and exclusive celebrity guests to your table. We do aim to deliver refreshing and original programming for your heart, mind, and your soul. Wherever you are, at work, in the cubicle, on your way to pick up the kids from basketball practice, or sitting on your couch at home, we are excited you are with us, and we hope this original programming will hopefully influence your life in a very game-changing manner. We spotlight the important issues on this show. This award-winning national show confronts the real issues of today in our culture. The featured conversations are relevant to everyone. Stay connected with the show, and please share us with everyone you happen to know. This is your show, and you know our tagline on the show, Real Talk for Real People. Real talk for real people. I am so grateful for all of our dedicated and loyal listeners. Right now, please lend me your ear to hear from just a few of our dedicated listeners.
Hi, my name is Kezia Alford. For more information on my music, please go to keziaalford.com. That's KeziaAlford.com. Or find it online at any digital outlet. I pray that my music blesses your soul, and you are currently listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Everyone needs that perfect picture above their mantle, whether that be your beautiful family, children, special engagement, and wedding moment, or maybe you're wanting to give a special something to a loved one that our boudoir department can handle. Hi, I'm Candace McRae, and at Candace McRae Photography, we can meet all your photography needs. So contact us at 404-227-1827, or you can find us on the web at Candace McRae Photography, and let us make all your memories picture perfect. And you're listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Hi, I'm Amy Bradley, the owner and operator of Resume Solutions. We offer resume writing, resume revision, and interview coaching services for clients of all backgrounds and levels of experience. We would love to address your career needs today. Contact us at 843-566-6853. In the meantime, I'm listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you to everyone for tuning in each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, do you want to get on the air to say hello to our national listening audience? Do you have pertinent community news to share with everyone out there? Simply email the radio talk show at letstalkshayna@gmail.com. One email takes care of everything. We surely would love to hear from you. Now, are you out there on the social media outlets? If you're on Instagram, simply search for the talk show by searching Let's Talk America Radio Show. If you are on the famous Facebook, simply search Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. And lastly, do you like to tweet on Twitter? Well, simply search for our handle by putting in SS Thornton. SS Thornton is our handle on the very popular Twitter. And of course, logic tells us if all else fails, simply go to your favorite search engine out there on the internet and put in the show's name, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton, and you are bound to find us. We realize that a lot of you are on social media sites. We would love to connect with you, share your life with us, and we will share our upcoming programming with you. We are very, very grateful. Well, I am very, very excited and looking forward to our featured conversation for tonight. It is a very relevant one to all of us. Tonight, we will spotlight being a single parent in today's culture. There are millions of single parents out there, both men and women, in our society. Many are thriving. We want to talk about the reality, the challenges, and the pearls of success. This segment is for everyone. If you are married, single, separated, widowed, or wanting to marry one day and you have children, this show is for you. If you know anyone that is married, separated, divorced, or widowed with children, this show is also for you. The adage proclaims that it does take a village to produce productive children in our society, and we want to chat about the many factors it takes to make it. Do not leave us. Be certain to tell all of your family and friends right now that it is going down on this show. And our featured guest will be joining us momentarily in seconds. And by the way, did I mention that our exclusive featured guest this evening is the phenomenal C. Cherie Hardy? She is an award-winning educator, author, and inspirational speaker who has written several books on thriving as a single parent. Male or female, inspirational author C. Cherie Hardy has something for you. She herself was a single parent. She has one unique story and pearls to share. You will surely be encouraged. Of course, the show is only 30 minutes long, so that's not a whole lot of time. So we will keep pushing ahead for tonight's featured conversation. Right now, we will go over our words of inspiration for tonight's show. It isn't the load that breaks us, it's the way we carry it. It isn't the load that breaks us, it's the way we carry it. And oh, how true. So just be mindful of how you carry the many factors that may describe you or make up your life circumstances. And remember, everyone eventually will go through tough and challenging times. But as the old adage does say, you know, 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% of it is what you do with it. Carry your load wisely. Our featured guest knows a thing or two about carrying your load wisely. Although award-winning educator, author, and inspirational speaker, C. Cherie Hardy had a rewarding career and seemed happily outwardly. Inwardly, she was emotionally and spiritually tormented by some of her own painful childhood experiences. After years of suffering with feelings of self-loathing, guilt, and worthlessness, she fervently sought God to heal her. The revelation of her God's perfect love did change her life. Cherie believes that love comes from only God. She does believe that people can change and transform for the better. C. Cherie Hardy says that God taught her that love is not something to mindlessly chase down. People don't have to engage in an exhausting and or degrading search for someone to love them and make them feel special. She has written several critically acclaimed and popular best-selling books for guiding individuals through life's circumstances, including the circumstance of being a single parent. C. Cherie Hardy is one busy woman, but she is with us tonight on the show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton, to spotlight the life of single parents everywhere. I am delighted to have her on. Listeners, please help me welcome the one and only, the celebrated educator, author, and highly sought-after speaker, C. Cherie Hardy. Good evening, Cherie, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. How are you, lady?
I'm doing great. And you, Shayna?
I am excited and grateful and truly honored that you are with us tonight to discuss a very important topic that affects millions of individuals around the world, and that's being a single parent. So I'm excited. I'm talking to a woman that's considered a guru, has written some awesome books, a help guide, if you will, on being a single parent, if you're a single male or female. Are you set to go?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, Cherie, first off, tell our listeners briefly about your own personal journey of being a single mother.
Great. Well, I had my daughter about 24 years ago, and at the time I was not married. Her father and I were together for a short period of time, and then we broke up. And unfortunately, he has never really been a part of her life. He's tried to be there, and he's sort of been in and out sporadically. But for the most part, I've been a single mother, and I am the parent that my daughter has a relationship with. And so that's where it all began. It began about 24 years ago.
And so really, truly, the books, the speaking, all of the accolades that came really is rooted, Cherie, in your own personal experience of knowing what it's like day in and day out of being the really sole or primary guardian for your daughter.
Yes, exactly. Also, I pull from my own personal experiences and the different things that I endured as a single mother. As I said before, not to vilify her father, but I really didn't get a lot of support in any way, so I was by myself. And I've also met a lot of single mothers. I'm a teacher, and I've met a lot of women who also don't have any support, and they don't get any help, and I can relate to their feelings and emotions. And so I was just led to try to speak to them and encourage them and share with them some of the things that God revealed to me, some of the lessons that I learned along my journey.
Beautiful. You know, I think individuals hear about the challenges, but Cherie, a lot of individuals say, well, a lot of it is the financial burden, right? So it's so important to pursue a child support or financial support of some sort. And clearly there is important. There is a place for financial support. But being a single mother or father, because we know both are out there, there are lots of fathers who do it alone and lots of mothers that do it alone, that often there's the emotional challenge. There can even be the spiritual challenge, perhaps, of doing it alone. So much is involved besides the finances. And a lot of times individuals will say, well, I support my child financially. But there's much more involved than just the finances. Of course, many people, again, know it's challenging. But from your perspective, what's the most trying factor of parenting solo?
You know, I believe that there are two things. I think number one is fear. I think a lot of single mothers have a fear, and fear is a natural emotion, but it can become a spirit. And when fear becomes a spirit, it becomes very dangerous to the mother, and it's because she's all alone, and everything is on her, and she knows that, or him. Let's talk to the single men out there too. But it's also the fact that all of that responsibility, and there's no one really to help you, and you feel overwhelmed. So those two things, fear of all the things that could happen. I remember a woman telling me that she would pray to God that she would not die before her sons were grown, because she had that fear that if something happened to her, no one would take care of her sons the way she could or she would. And so that's a big issue. A lot of mothers and fathers have fear, and if they're not careful and they don't manage that properly, it will become a spirit, and that spirit will then be projected onto their children. And that's not the best emotionally, you know, place you want to be. That's not a healthy place to be emotionally and spiritually. So that's a big issue. And just feeling overwhelmed is an issue when every single bill has to come from your bank account.
Yeah.
And you've got to get up and go to work, whether you're sick, whether you're tired, whether you're frustrated. You know that you have to go to work because every single thing you do as a single parent has a direct impact on your children.
Mm.
So those two things really consume single parents, and it's very important that they work through those things because they can cause different issues, you know, with their children as well.
Yes, and what a journey. We are speaking with C. Cherie Hardy. She is the very successful author of several books out there, and we're talking about being a single parent in today's culture. Single dads, single moms, this show is for you. It does take a village, so grandparents, please stay tuned in, aunts and uncles, and the neighbors also. Now, Cherie, life can present its challenges to each of us. Let's discuss the anger, and it's a very real component, anger, that some parents possess because of their current situation. Now, obviously, some of this is a completely normal, if you will, or human, as I like to say, to a certain degree. From your own experience and success, how should one cope through the temporary emotions that may pop up?
Okay, great. Shayla, you know, one of the things that I write about and I also speak about is that it's very important for people to focus on God's perfection instead of people's imperfection. And when we're bitter, it's because we're so focused on someone else's mistakes or flaws or imperfections. And it's important for us to understand that they're imperfect and God is working on them, but we need to focus on God's perfection and ask him to heal us of our bitterness. Ask him to heal us if we're wrestling with unforgiveness or whatever our emotions are. And my book is written from a very spiritual perspective because that is, I use my faith to be a good mother. I use my faith to get through everything, and that's what I encourage people to do as well.
Awesome. Now, Cherie, I know your dynamic book, Love Doesn't Hurt, truly exposes why love is necessary for all seeking balance in life. Embracing love may not be the concept that most single parents think about when raising the kid or kids primarily alone. You have to tell me this. Why do you advocate love in spite of everything that's going on?
Well, Shayna, I love the scripture in 1 John 4:8 that says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And that love is everything we need to solve our problems. Love is everything we need to have patience, to have forgiveness. God is love, and that's what we need. And the bottom line is, if we were to love our children the way we want to be loved, if we were to give them what we want for ourselves, our legacy as a mother, as a father, as a single mother, married mother, or whatever, would always be that our children are stronger, that they're wiser, that they're more empowered because they knew they were cherished, they knew they were loved. So I emphasize that God is love, and in fact, our children come directly from him. They are reflections of him, and it's important that we use that as a form of raising our children.
Yes. So, you know, Cherie, you bring up a good point. You know, love is important, obviously, when we're talking about our daily interactions with our children. And speaking of love, you know, obviously, some single parents have obviously had their heart broken, like most individuals who experience this life. So, you know, they can be angry or may turn their back on it. But you're saying, despite all of that, that perhaps the opposing parent that the child was produced with may not be in the life or may not be necessarily doing right or behaving appropriately, we have to still find a way to put love into our children, right?
Yes, we have to find a way to put love in them. And instead of, again, focusing on their mistakes, try to highlight the things that are positive. I know when my daughter was growing up, it was very important for me not to vilify or demonize her father.
Yes.
I had, you know, we had bad experiences and we had some good experiences. And what I tried to do was focus on those things that were positive and highlight those things. Because everything I said about him, and she came from him, she was a part of him,
yes,
then that would also have a negative and damaging impact on how she felt about herself.
Mm.
So it's very important for parents to never talk about the other parent in a negative way and try to highlight, because no matter what a person does, there is always something good in a person. There is always something positive to celebrate and highlight, and that's what we should do as a parent. And we would want the other parent to do the same for us.
Yes.
And that's so important for our children to be healthy emotionally.
That's right.
And negativity creates a bad, negative, you know, emotional issues with our children. I see that a lot as a teacher. So it's very important to just focus on what is good in that other parent, highlight that, and ask God to strengthen us and help us to deal with any other negative emotions we're wrestling with.
Absolutely. And, you know, that does take maturity on a lot of levels to be able to do that. We have C. Sheree Harding, author of several books, one in particular, Wise and Wonderful, Life Lessons for Single Mothers, and she's talking to our single fathers on tonight's show also. So we brought up, or you brought up, rather, the concept of love. A lot of single moms or dads want to find love, maybe for the first time or again. Dating can be a touchy topic. When does one know it's a good time to date someone seriously?
Wow, Shana, in my book, at the beginning of every chapter, I have reflection questions. And I really think before a woman or man starts to date, they should assess where they are emotionally.
Okay.
I really don't believe that women or men should date when they are in a down mode, they're depressed, or they're feeling lonely.
Smart.
Because they bring all of that to a relationship, and that will just lead to a whole bag of other problems.
Okay.
So one of the things I believe is that people should assess, are they really ready to date? Are they in the right emotional state? I also think they need to think about what is the purpose of dating? Because a lot of times I've met so many women who dated because they wanted someone to take care of their children.
Okay.
Or they wanted someone to help them pay the bills.
Hmm.
And the thing about that is that other person may not be interested in that. They may be interested in dating the person, but they may not want to take on all of those extra responsibilities.
Correct.
As a surrogate father. So I think it's good to, first of all, identify your purpose in dating, and then also, you know, ask yourself, are you ready to date? If you've been hurt from your ex and then you go into another relationship, again, that's not a very healthy emotional place to be in. It can cause so many other problems.
That's correct, and create a bigger issue than that was originally there. Now, hot question of the day, Sheree, when should a parent be prepared to introduce the kids to the new person of interest? Because I have lots of friends and associates who debate that. Should it be early on just to see if it's even worth pursuing? Or should you really be cautious with safety concerns in introducing individuals you're getting to know to your children that are innocent and in a lot of ways unsuspecting of individuals that may be of danger, possibly?
Yes, Shana, I definitely think that a person should wait. I think waiting and patience are some of the best security mechanisms anyone could ever use. And the first thing the person needs to do is determine the character of the person they're dating.
Yes.
Determine that character over and over and over again. We hear these sad stories in the news about children being abused and being hurt and killed, and it's used, and I hate to say this, but a lot of times it's the mama's boyfriend.
Okay.
And that's doing that. And so it's very important for a person to determine the character of a man. And also, does the man want to meet your children? I know it's very hard for women to accept that when they have children, some men don't want to take on that responsibility.
Yes.
They may be fine with just dating the woman, but they don't want to take on that responsibility of somebody else's children. And the negative statistics out there about second marriages and third marriages, we can't ignore those, even with faith. I mean, I think it's like almost 70% of second marriages end in divorce.
Okay.
And almost 80% of third marriages end in divorce. So when you're talking about dating, what is it going to lead to? If it leads to marriage, the odds that it will not work out are very strong. And what's unfortunate, a lot of times the children, conflicts with the children, that is the cause of those second and third marriage breakups. So you have to decide if a man really wants to meet your children, if that's what he's looking for. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't date. At a certain point, I decided that I would not date until my daughter was grown.
Okay.
And that's an option that a lot of people never talk about. Because if you're a single mother and you're working, you already have a limited amount of time to be with your child or your children.
Okay.
If you date, now you're taking a chunk out of that already limited time. And I have never been able to quite understand it. If you really want your legacy as a mother to be good, your children need your time and they need your attention. And if you date, you're really taking that time and attention and putting it onto another person.
Mm.
And you're taking it away from your children. So that's an option that's not talked about a lot,
yes.
But it is possible to decide, you know what, I'm not going to date until my children are adults.
Okay.
And I'm going to focus on raising them, and that in itself takes so much of my time and me bettering myself that I'm going to wait. And that's an option that I also talk about in my book.
Interesting. And I, from hearing you, it's clear that, one, your focus and primary interest does need to be the children, right? Because
yes.
Children don't ask to be here. You know, they are born and produced out of adult decisions. You know, and with that being said, and obviously you're saying that was a choice you made, and I know you're not saying that's a choice for everyone, but it's important you bring that up because, you know, as single mothers or fathers, it does need to be emphasized that the child's interest has to come first. That does not mean you cannot date. Obviously, that was your choice, but you're not saying that's for everyone. And it doesn't mean you can't marry again or marry for the very first time as a single father or mother, but it is to always take interest in what's best for the child and keeping that in mind. Because I think we all hear the stories where we can have friends of both genders very interested in trying to find a solid relationship and give that son or daughter the father they need or the mother they need. But you're really advocating in the end, it's the love that they need. It may not necessarily need to be from an opposing gender, the father that's missing or a missing mother. You're saying give them the love and the skills they need and really give it to faith and everything very well may work out fine.
And they will. You know, I emphasize that children don't need a father, they need a good father.
Beautiful, beautiful, Sheree.
They don't just need two parents, they need two good parents.
Yes.
They don't just need a single parent, they need a good single parent.
Yes, yes.
It is so crucial that we devote our time and attention to them, and they are our greatest resource. Our children are the world's greatest resource. And so, again, and I want to emphasize, too, I'm not discouraging people from dating. And I do deal with that in my book. I do say date with a lot of caution, be patient. But I am saying that whatever you do, and you are so right, it must be about what is best for those children. They deserve the best. They deserve safety. They deserve your time and attention. And so you just being able to do that is something you have to self-assess and decide, you know, am I able to do all that and give my children the best?
Correct. Beautiful. You know, we are beginning to wrap up, but before we get out of here, we have to have you back on to dig deeper into all of this, dating as a single parent, because that's a whole nother show within itself, Sheree. But in your personal and professional opinion, very quickly, what's the most important pearl for a single parent, mom or dad, again, because there are lots of dads out there that are doing it alone. We commend the men that are doing it alone. We commend the women that are doing it alone. It's because it is a hard job. It's hard with two parents, and it's hard with one parent also. But what's the best pearl you could give them to always remember if they're a single parent?
You know, Shana, I believe when you see your children as blessings from God, You deal with them differently. And many times women seem so overwhelmed and men seem so overwhelmed that they see their children as burdens. But when you see your children as blessings from God, everything you do, everything you say, everything you believe about them will change. I love Psalms 127 and 3. It says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And the Contemporary English Version says, "Children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord." When we see our children as gifts, we will treat them differently. We will say different things to them. We will say the right things to them. That is the one pearl that I have to emphasize to single parents, men and women, to see your children as blessings from God.
Yes, powerful. We have to have you back on. See, Sheree Hardy, the inspirational and very popular author, an educator, is with us. Single parents was the topic tonight. We got to get out of here, Sheree, 30 seconds. But how can our national listeners and really world, global listeners from all over the world, how can they learn more about you? I know you have a website, right?
Right, I do. And they can go to csheereehardy.com, and that's csheereehardy.com. And on my website, there is information about all of my books. There's a little bit more information about me. There's information about how to order the books and get the books. They can also get all of my books from Amazon.com. And when they go to the website, they will see the titles and the book descriptions, and they can go to Amazon Or I do offer my book to anyone for a love gift. You know, if someone can't pay the $12.95 for a book and all they have is $5, I want to make sure they get that book. If all they have is a dollar, I want to make sure that it's about selling. It's not about selling, it's about saving.
Yes.
So I don't want to focus on just selling books. I want to focus on helping people be empowered and getting those lessons from God that I have learned.
Yes.
So they can go to cshereehardy.com, and there's a lot of information that is available to them.
See, Sheree Hardy, you are beautiful inside and out. Thank you for being an advocate for single parents, because certainly they deserve our attention too. We got to have you back on the show. You are a friend here on Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Have a great night. All content original, copyright 2014 by Shayna Thornton. I will see everyone next Tuesday night. Take care. Keep the conversation going.